Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. Okay, we have an interesting brawl developing between Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg. So that's going to be our lead story. We're going to take Bloomberg first. So as you know, he's spending hundreds of millions of dollars to run for president. In the beginning, it was mostly attacks on Donald Trump. But now he's kind of zeroing over to diminish Bernie Sanders. Once that happened, the far left, which is Sanders' base, started to attack Bloomberg. If you read my message of the day, and I hope you do every morning, you'll see how that's happening. And the attacks are vicious, as the far left is wont to do. So tomorrow night in Las Vegas, there'll be a debate, another Democratic debate, and Bloomberg will be there, first time. He qualifies because of a poll, which I think is a bogus poll. I can't prove it, so, but I'll tell you why in a minute. But he's going to be there. And two things might happen. Bloomberg could do very well because he's a smart guy, or all the other Democrats could gang up on him. If that happens, and it may, that will be something. So keep your eye out. I'll be tweeting throughout that debate tomorrow night. So if you don't watch it, you don't have to, because I'll go down and tell you what happens. Now, Bloomberg is a smart guy. I've said that to you from the beginning. And here's another compliment for the mayor. Out of all of the Democratic candidates, he could run the United States the best, in my opinion. Now, you could say that's not a high bar. You can make fun of the field. Fine. But Bloomberg ran New York City for 12 years very efficiently. If you look at what's there now, as opposed to Bloomberg, it's like two different countries. And New York City's tough. Bloomberg doesn't mention his competition in the Democratic Party, primarily because he should not be in that party. Bloomberg's not a Democrat. He's just running almost like Trump did. You know, Trump's not really a traditional Republican, but that's where the opening is. So Bloomberg took it. Yes, yes, yes. He's saying he's going to slap a wealth tax. Today he said he's going to slap a transitional tax on stocks. But he didn't care about any of that. Bloomberg's never cared about any of it. It's blah, 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 blah. He does care about global warming, climate change. That's a big Bloomberg thing. I don't know why he cares about guns, banning guns. If he could, he'd wipe out the Second Amendment in a heartbeat. All right, those things he cares about. But he's not really a traditional Democrat. All right, he doesn't want a colossus government to redistribute income. If Michael Bloomberg wanted to redistribute income, he could do it himself. He's got $60 billion. I mean, he's got his real estate holdings are worth more than a lot of states, if you count the budget and the deficit those states are running. I mean, this guy has mansions all over the place. London, Bermuda, Colorado, New York City. I think he's got something in LA. I mean, he makes Trump on that front look like a pauper. So this is all okay. I could never get into the Republican Party with the global warming stuff, so I have to go to the Democratic Party. That's why he's there. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
All right, Donald Trump's in L.A., and, you know, he's giving it to them out there. You know what he's doing. He's there for a fundraiser and to check out the 2028 Summer Olympics, which he cares nothing about. All Trump's doing in Virginia, stick, stick, stick. And you see tonight, where do you see? And I'll cover it tomorrow. His speech, fundraising speech, sanctuary cities, homeless, bang, bang, bang. He really is anti-California, as he should be. California has defied him, done everything to make his life miserable. Payback time. Tomorrow is another fundraiser, all of that stuff. Then Donald Trump will stage a rally on Friday night. So he's got a fundraiser tonight and then a rally Friday in Vegas, right before the vote, the Vegas caucus, the Nevada caucus on Saturday. This is what Trump always does. A night before the Democrats vote in any place, he parachutes in and does an event. So that's where he is. Arnold Schwarzenegger tweeted, "Everybody knows Donald Trump and I have our disagreements, but I want to thank him for sending Secretary Carson to our homeless summit. We'll only solve this as everyone works together. The issue is bigger than all of us. Now it's time for action." So Ben Carson, Secretary of Health and Human Services, I'm sorry, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Housing and Urban Development. Went to LA to talk about the homeless. You can talk all you want, unless you do something about narcotics addiction and vagrancy, you're not going to solve the problem. So, President's Week, urchins are off, running around. To put up with all of that, you deserve a good thing, and here it is. If you buy the United States of Trump, I know you might have already bought and read it, but if you buy another copy, you can give it away. You get free, either Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, or Killing Reagan. That's a great deal. So I hope you act on it in our store. All the kids' books, all the kids' history books, big discounts on them. So give the urchin on a little presents, hey, instead of, you know, being on this stupid phone 12 hours a day, take a look at this and learn something. And it's fun. We mentioned Friday, June 12th, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Who Wants to Be President live show. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Okay, here's a final thought of the day. I hate to say this, and I don't want to be irresponsible, but from what I am seeing, the Bernie Sanders crew, maybe 5% of it, is violent, will attack people. Now, they tried to label the Trump supporters that, remember, in the campaign? But all that was people coming into the Trump campaign to try to disrupt it and a react. Now, I'm seeing these socialists and anarchists who are supporting Bernie Sanders as dangerous. Sanders himself better watch it. Because now you're having the women disrobing up there. You're having the crazies fighting in front of him. You better get good security, Bernie, for your own protection. Now, if Bernie Sanders happens to lose, which he will, not going to get the nomination, okay? Anything could happen at that Democratic convention in Milwaukee. Because these people, these Sanders supporters, are not going to go quietly into the night. They're not going to support Michael Bloomberg or Joe Biden. Final thought of the day, remember I said it, I hope it doesn't come true, but there you go. See you tomorrow.